Hello, it's the 16th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A fight outside a pub in Dunstable has led to a Bedford man's arrest. The incident took place on the 12th of February at the Wheatsheaf pub. Around midnight, emergency services were contacted to a report that a man had been hurt outside the High Street North establishment following an altercation. The 20-year-old Dunstable victim was transported to a hospital but died 2 days later. A 40-year-old man from Bedford, who was arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm, was freed and then later rearrested on suspicion of murder. He has recently been released on bail. The Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Units are continuing with their investigation. A 12-year-old Bedford girl who found herself wedged in a baby swing had to be extracted by Beds Fire and Rescue at a park on Mowbray Road. The fire service, who were called out on Monday afternoon, commented that pranks like these wastes valuable time and resources. Funding to improve the safety of roads across Bedfordshire has been provided by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. The £200,000 roads fund will go to 15 councils across the county who have made a successful bid. The money will help promote safe driving practices such as increased seatbelt use. Speeding offences will also be tackled with new speed indicator devices. The Anyone Can School of Dance was founded in Bushmead Luton by Marion Bennetts a month before the first lockdown. The school continued operating using Zoom video sessions until restrictions were dropped. They recently took third place in a number of categories at the So You Can Dance contest. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.